hallucination, a failed communication that meant nothing in the end. I guess it doesn't even really matter in a world of senseless chatter. Like a game of snakes and ladders, we go up and down again. When all ghosts come knocking, knocking on your door, you don't have to answer anymore. When all ghosts come knocking, knocking on your door, you don't have to answer anymore. I was the last train at the station, on a permanent vacation, with all kinds of temptation, like a kid in a candy store. I guess it doesn't even really matter when the roach is gonna scatter, when the glass is gonna shatter and leave pieces on the floor. When all ghosts come knocking, knocking on your door, you don't have to answer anymore. When all ghosts come knocking, knocking on your door, you don't.
Well, that was a track called the title track from their album Old Ghosts. We've got Kyle in interview right now here in the studio, virtually speaking. Kyle, a great track. So how did this new album come about? Which we're talking about the new album. So was it done like, are they doing albums, everybody does their bit and submits it through the internet, or how did you all get in the studio, or what?
It was a massive undertaking, to be honest. I was living in New Zealand, well, I still am living in New Zealand part-time, but I was over there, COVID had hit, I was stuck there, essentially. There's obviously no band in the world was really doing anything, and we weren't doing anything at all.
Right.
Spent some time learning how to do online recordings, home recordings, moving out, GarageBand to Logic, all that stuff. And then, we just kept in touch as a band and just thought, hey, do you want to try recording an album? I had a bunch of songs, and I just thought, let's just see what we can do. I mean, there's no other choice. We had but to either do it or don't. That was it. We either do this or we don't. And we just decided, yeah, let's do it. So we just learned how to track all that stuff. We sent rough recordings through the internet. The drummer would do a rough recording, send them back to me, try and get so he could learn to the songs. When I did come eventually back to Canada, we went into a studio and recorded all the drums in a proper studio. And then from there back to New Zealand, I just recorded all the guitars, all the vocals in a bedroom, literally. And the rest of the guys did it in, we have a keyboard player named Blake, and he's got a little studio in East Van, so the horn section would go in there, the bass player went in there, guitar player was working up north in northern BC, Alberta, and he would just sit in his little trailer and record. So it was really this super crazy way of recording, but in the end we kind of pulled it off, so mm-hmm. we ended up releasing it,
But it was so just, it was a long process, and arduous.
Yeah, absolutely.
So basically from COVID to recently, it was it's taken this time.
Yeah, for sure. It was one of those things. It was, you know, a learning curve, and then it's hard to get people in the room, you know. It's just one of the things that we just kind of just kept persevering and doing it, and I think we're pretty proud of it. It's come out pretty good, and we're happy with it. And you know, the story behind it too is also, you know, I don't know if I'd recommend it to other bands out there to do that, but you know.
I'm not the only band that I've talked to have done that way. So it is a challenge for sure.
For sure, it's a challenge.
But I think once you get through it, All right. Well, let's pick another track. Another track from this album. It's called Old Ghosts, and you released it independently. It's not on any kind of label, I understand. So self-finance usually is, you know, you got to dig into your own pockets for that kind of thing. So that's why I like promoting Vancouver's bands, because, I mean, it's like you say, you know, the Vancouver music scene, it's not the easiest place with all the things that go on here. Venues closing and opening and then closing 6 months later and whatnot. Let's pick another track. Which another track for you?
Maybe let's do Radio. It's a song called Radio. It's a short
Radio
song.
I like that one. I feel an akin to it.
Yeah, okay, cool. So let's do that one. It's the song's about basically, I guess it's sort of dating. It's me a bit, I mean, the writing of it, but it's basically listening to things like CITR and whatnot way back when. And just that's how you discovered music way back when. You didn't have the internet that you have now. So I was kind of, you know, driving around in cars or listening in your little ghetto blaster thing in your bedroom with trying to get the signal and all that stuff. Back in the day of just hearing that kind of music and hearing bands for the first time and just like, you know, just being like so excited, like that's all the ideas, don't touch that dial. It's obviously a cliche old expression, but it was the same, it was the true to the fact. Don't touch that dial. I want to record this or listen to it. I've never heard this before. You know what I mean? It was.
Oh, you're putting your old cassette into the speaker in the day. As
that
we
old
used to do.
Of the radio. It's kind of about that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's appropriate because we're on the radio. So this is a track called Radio from local band Los Furios right here on thehouseofprog.com.
Trying to find a reason to believe. Suddenly it hit me like a wave of sonic mystery. It was true sounds of liberty. Thank you.
That was a track called Radio. I hope you enjoyed that. We've had Kyle Fury from the band Los Fueros here in the studio chatting with us. Thanks for being with us, Kyle.
Hey, and
you're heading back to New Zealand fairly soon, or what's the deal?
I think at the end of next week I'll be heading back for a while, but I'll be back. I'm gonna back and forth a bit. I'm doing work and music and all that stuff here as well.
Right. Okay, and you got music projects going down there as well, or?
Yeah, I play with some bands down there. Just they kind of back me up doing some of the original music I write, so that's cool.
Right, cool. Yeah. Oh well, thanks for being with us, Kyle, and yeah, good luck. We hope to see you back in Vancouver and playing a gig again soon.
Yeah, well, it will be sooner than next year, but we'll be next year.
Okay, cool.
You're listening to Transatlantic Express on the House of Prague.
Pareciera que este mundo ha perdido la conciencia. Tranquilo hermano, esto recién comienza. Somos más y somos muchos. Por eso canto, por eso lucho. Tirando rimas contra el odio cabrón. Lo que aquí hace falta es una revolución de amores.
Así que olvida los temores. We gonna paint the world toditito de colores. We gonna stop the fighting, the war and the drama. Abrir los ojos y respect Pachamama. Mira cómo entra el sol por la ventana. I wanna love you tonight, girl, y no mañana. Quiero ver a mi gente viviendo en el presente. Furios en la casa, yo, ¿cómo se siente? Uniendo ritmos con alma y corazón. The people united, aquí listo para la acción. The world's gone crazy. We'll be right back.
And a big thanks to Kyle Fury from the band Los Fuyers. They are, well, they're on sabbatical, shall we say. They played at the Rickshaw a couple of weeks ago. Great night with Paul Pigat and Melody Mangler doing a bit of dancing, and then Van Rays, and then the Los Fuyers. Great night for $25, three local bands. All of I know quite well. I know them now. But so thanks to Kyle for doing that on Tuesday night last week. I hope you enjoyed it. You are listening to Transatlantic Express on the House of Prog, also going out on CJSF Radio 90.1 FM in Vancouver. The tracks you heard were, let's see, This Means War was the last track, Turn Around, Crazy World Dub, and then in the middle of the interview you heard Old Ghosts and Radio, all from the brand new Los Fuyers album. You can find them on the Facebook and just do a web search, Los Fuyers, F-U-R-I-O-S. And you will find them. Great, great band if you're into that ska punk vibe that they do. And a huge band too. So, all right, we're going to go into our last segment of the show today. We're going to go way back. And this is probably the oldest piece of vinyl I've ever played on this show. Picked it up for $5 at my local store. It's Carlos Montoya. Now, I don't play flamenco on the show very often, but this is different. And the story of Carlos Montoya is that he emigrated to the United States as war was closing in on Spain in the 1930s, and subsequently lived in the USA for the rest of his life. So he was brought up in the flamenco tradition, but when he came to North America, obviously he started being influenced by what was going on over here. And so he has that this album called From St. Louis to Seville. And you've got to remember that flamenco is a very traditional music. So somebody comes along and starts messing with that tradition, yeah, they're going to upset the apple cart, especially in a society that is was at the time a fascist dictatorship, essentially. So, so that's good that he left, and good that we're able to bring this music to us. And he lived for a good long time. I think he only passed away not too many years ago. But anyway, some amazing flamenco guitar playing on this, some traditional kind of flamenco stuff as well. But this one is a song that I think we all know. It's St. Louis Blues. You are listening to Transatlantic Express on the House of Prague.